This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the great state of Michigan, where he roots for the big blue all the time, his name is Ron Edwards. There you are. There you are. There they are. They're yelling, they're screaming, they're hooping, they're hollering. They're getting ready. Okay, bye, guys. Yeah, now, I forgot when I said you were root for Michigan. You actually root for what, Ohio?
Ohio, yeah, the Buckeyes.
Yeah, the Ohio State, what?
Buckeyes.
Oh, that's who they are. Okay, I thought they were, never mind. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, we emphasize that because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let me see here. We were going to start out talking about the Haitians, but we got to talk about something else first because it kind of took the lead in everything. You probably heard that the House passed the debt limit, and it's going over to the Senate. And the Senate, of course, is probably going to pass it based on the Democratic votes, and they think anyway. But the GOP has said they're absolutely not on board, which could force a government shutdown come October the 1st if nobody supports this on the other side of the aisle, if some Democrats vote against it, which is entirely possible.
Well, of course, Democrats support it, and the Republicans should hold fast for once and not support such craziness. The debt ceiling does not need to go up one more cent. What needs to go down is spending, wasteful spending in particular. And so the government has to learn how to live within its means that are provided in record numbers already. We supply record numbers of amounts of tax dollars already, and most of the time they are wasting it on ill-gotten gains. And at the same time, while they're spending record amounts of money, they're refusing to, at least the president is refusing to protect the border, use some of that money to protect our border. So, no, don't raise it one more cent. And the Republicans need to grow a pair and stand tall on this issue. That's what they have to do. I'm sorry. They've got to stand tall on this.
Did you hear what Chris Markowski said in my last segment?
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
All right. He said, unfortunately, the Democrats are going to use reconciliation if they don't do anything else, and they'll pass it that way, regardless of how many votes they lose, because a camel will put it over the top with her 50th vote, so to speak. But we'll see. We'll see.
He's probably correct. They're hell bent on spending us into oblivion. So he's probably correct.
That's part of the deal with Claude Piven. Okay, yeah. Now let's talk about the Haitian pals that are sitting under that bridge. Now they're not going back. So they say thousands of Haitian migrants have been released into the interior USA. This comes after the Biden administration's public statement said, "Well, these people are facing immediate expulsion. We're going to send them back." No, we're not. Oh, no, we're not.
Well, they flew a few back, and the few that they flew back through objects at the plane that took them over there. But for the most part, the majority of them are still here. They're being taken to places like Tucson, Arizona, and elsewhere, Del Rio, El Paso, Laredo, Rio Grande Valley, and all over the place. And they're being moved from there, those locations, throughout this great country. This is horrible, Captain. These people don't know jack when it comes to being American. They don't have a desire to come here and to be Americans, just like many of the other people that are coming into this country from around the world, whether they're from Afghanistan or wherever. This is all, as you like to say, and it's true, part of the Claude Piven strategy to fundamentally transform this republic into, I guess, into a crap hole.
Well, yeah. And again, I still remember Barack Obama when he walked out in front of those columns, I believe it was in Colorado, and he said, we are 5 days away from the fundamental transformation of America. He'd already won the election, and it was 5 days until he got inaugurated.
Yeah. So, if you go all the way back to August, you had at least 208,887 apprehensions during that month, and it has gone up since then. Now, that does not tell you how many thousands and tens of thousands were not even caught that are just slipping through, because there are sections of that border right now that are being unwatched and unguarded.
That's because when they get all overwhelmed in one area, they pull everybody in there to try to correct the problem, and they lose them in another area, and here they come. That's when the drugs and everything else shows up. Okay, hold that thought. When we come back, more with Rod Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, which you'll be hearing when we come back, so don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, we're coming back with an Edwards Notebook right after I tell you about our segment sponsor, and that would be Moss Family Automotive. Now, that's not only Moss Acura in Tampa, it's Moss Nissan in Tampa, Newport Richey, Crystal River, and coming soon to Brooksville in 2022. Can't wait, grand opening. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because tonight, Moss Family Automotive is one of the sponsors for our event that we're having over at the Grand Hyatt, and I'll be up on stage with Christine Rowland, who's the executive assistant to Dave Moss Jr., and we'll be saying the Pledge of Allegiance together. So, there you go. Now, let's not forget that Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan, you can find them at mossnissan.com. You can find Moss Acura at mossacura.com, and Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Give them a shout-out. See what you can do. We were dealing with these vehicles they got going, and all you got to do is tell them the captain sent you, and guess what? You are going to save a boatload of money, and I mean a boatload of money, on your automobile. All right, let's go with a Edwards Notebook.
The Bible tells us that when the wicked reign, the people mourn. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, I can say that with utmost clarity of mind, soul, and spirit, that the United States, for the most part, though not all, is unfortunately ruled by those who not only tend to lean toward more leftist wicked ideologies, but are themselves the embodiment of evil and are financially and frantically seeking to literally destroy our beloved republic. They were shocked beyond belief how President Trump was able to quickly spearhead numerous positive developments, both domestically and abroad, in less than 4 years, with a fraction of the support he should have received from the Republican Party.
Far too many rhinos were more interested in playing footsies and plotting with Democrats to undermine Trump's America First policies. They declared Trump unfit to be president because he did not agree with the Democrat and rhino agenda to make the United States of America unfit to carry on as the leading nation of the world. I believe we can and will overcome this current reign of wickedness. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com and Constitutional Grounds Coffee.
By the way, speaking of Constitutional Grounds Coffee, I got a little bit of that right here. And let me see here. Okay. Wet my whistle a little bit. Well, and Mr. Ron, of course, when it comes to Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the thing about the coffee is that they can go to your website, theronedwards.com, and there's a display there, and they can make the purchase off the website using the code RE20 and save 20% on their order, correct?
That's it. That's absolutely correct.
And what do you always say about the coffee?
Well, besides telling you that it's non-acidic and it's most delicious, it is the coffee you want in your cup.
Okay, that all works. I'm laughing because I got three things going at once, and you know what I'm talking about. Okay, now let's go back to our next talking point. With time going shorter, Joe Biden met with the Democrats who are not all on board with this $3.5 trillion plan. The Democrats are definitely split with that, and I'm not so sure that's going to get passed.
I kind of disagree, because most Democrats, even the so-called moderate ones, are hankering to spend more money.
Well, wait a minute. And there's 96 that want to spend more money than the $3.5 trillion. 96 of them in this J-PAL or whatever her name is, her group, and they're not supporting this as it stands. They want more money in it now.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's that or more. And they want more and more and more. I heard one figure as much as $5 trillion. So
I've heard six.
Yeah, who knows how high these people will want to go. And they want to go extreme like that to try to make the 3.5 seem small and then try to settle on that.
Yep.
And so the thing is, the Republicans need to push back anyway.
Now,
Go ahead.
Oh, all right.
I was just going to say, because 3.5 is far too much anyway, and it should not even be there. It's a waste. It's a killer.
Last week, we talked about the Biden administration and their proposal to have the IRS start snooping on any bank account that's got more than $600 in it, and having the banks report any movements of money back and forth of $600 or more for whatever reason that they so desired. But right now, this week, we have a new problem to worry about. China's Evergrande collapse could put the brakes on China and the world's real estate boom right now, and they're warning everybody.
Well, if that comes to full fruition, that will make the collapse of 2008 in the United States look like nothing in comparison. So they're very, very, very concerned, because their domestic economy in China would suffer greatly. Because of the economic model, too, heavy reliance upon debt to fund the growth, which is emblematic of the economic model used by many of its subsidiary companies. And so it would be utter chaos for the Chinese market. And, of course, there would be ripple effects around the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday with our real estate quarterback, the consumer quarterback, real estate quarterback, Brandon Rimes, and he was telling us that it could definitely affect the United States market big time. Okay, Mexico, ole, ole. The president down there, Andres Obrador, has been prodding the U.S. He's saying, okay, Joe, enough talking. It's time to act on the migrant crisis.
Well, you know, it's not only affecting the United States, it's affecting Mexico as well. You have these hundreds of thousands of people dragging through that nation, just tearing things up along the way. It's like, I don't know, human rats just coming through, wreaking havoc through that country. And so I wish Mexico would go back to putting their troops on the border as well, because that's the agreement that was in place when Trump was in office. And you saw this madness come to a halt, or to a trip.
Well, you know why it came to a halt? Because Trump was giving Mexico money for that, and Biden did away with it because he wants the people coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. And so there you have it. And so I wish that this country, and see, a lot of people are complaining because Abbott, Texas Governor Abbott, will not put his state troopers down there. Well, the reason why is because...
Well, he did. He did. That's how he stopped the surge over the weekend.
He's taking them back. I think he only put maybe 1,000 or a small amount. But the reason why, there's a rumor that says that if he puts a lot more troops down there, that Biden would just simply federalize them.
That's right.
And
he loses control.
Mm-hmm. And remove them.
Yep.
And so they've got to figure something out. The Texas has to just say, screw it, and build a wall.
State sovereignty. State sovereignty.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, the Dems are bowing to growing anti-Israel pressure by cutting the Iron Dome funding. But the fact of the matter is, yesterday, under intense pressure, the Dems put the Iron Dome funding back into the bill.
They did. And we hope that it stays there. In fact, it should be separate and just passed.
It should be in a defense bill.
Yeah. It should be passed separately and away from that wasteful bill anyway. But here's the thing. If the Israelis didn't get the funding or don't get it, what's going to happen is Israel is going to be forced to defend itself, which might be a better thing in the long run anyway, and destroy some of those missile components over there anyway. So Israel's not going to lose in this, at least in the short run.
Mm-hmm. And then finally,
defend themselves.
Finally, real quick, did you hear about the Mormon Church? They're now going to require masks in all of their temples amid the coronavirus surge.
Yeah, when I read that, I said, okay, they're gone to Nutsville too. That's not going to help. It makes people sick. You sit around for hours. It's a no good situation. This political correct mindset is just it's a killer. I mean politically, it's horrible stuff and it's stupid.
Well, if you want to wear a mask, that's okay. You wear it, but you don't need to mandate it on everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a personal rights issue.
Same with the shots. If you want to get a shot, go get it, but don't mandate it on everybody.
Yep.
All right.
If they're so good, why worry about others if you have the shot?
Here comes the music. I will talk to you again soon, and have yourself a great day, my friend.
You too. Take care. Bye now.
Okay, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook and the Ron Edwards American Experience. And coming up, I'll have Lauren Kelly with me, the Tuggy the Patriot Pup Gal. She's in the studio today. We're going to talk about the event tonight. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration has decided to grant an emergency use authorization to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for a booster shot for people 65 and older, those at risk for severe disease, and those whose jobs put them at high risk for infection. The approval following the recommendation of an advisory panel that met last week. Before any shots can be administered, though, the Centers for Disease Control must sign off on the recommendation. A CDC advisory committee will meet Thursday to discuss the FDA's decision, with third doses possibly being rolled out by the end of the week. And some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who have gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent days are being released inside the United States, according to immigration officials. The Associated Press reporting that one official has said that thousands of Haitians have been released in the country as border authorities have struggled to contain the surge. Migrants have been sent to El Paso, Laredo, and Tucson, Arizona to be processed by the Border Patrol. The White House had said that they were undertaking a massive effort to send most of those migrants back to Haiti. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, hold on there, folks. I got a little malfunction I got to take care of here. Lauren is sitting across from me, and her mic is a little bit too hot, so I got to turn it down. So I will be right back. Okay, that wasn't too bad. A little CCR to bring you in. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, move up on the mic a little. There
good
you
morning,
go.
Captain.
Yeah, there you go. Now, we've got this big event coming up tonight over at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay, which is over at Bayport Drive in Tampa. Now, as you go west out of here on the Courtney Campbell Highway 60, it's the first high-rise hotel on the left. You'll see it. You have to go past it, make a U-turn, come back, and then turn into Bayport Drive to go into it. But you're going to be there. You are one of the exhibitors. You're also one of the sponsors, and thank you very much for stepping up for that with Tuggy the Patriot Pup. Now, the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. But more important than that, you got involved in all of this because of the fact that, you know, the governor's going to be there. This is going to be a great patriotic event.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see the governor. He, unlike New England, he kept the kids free while all us, our kids up in New England were on lockdown.
Right. And the best part about it is the fact that in this state, we have got it right, unlike the other states. And they tried to tell us that, oh, you're going to kill everybody because you don't wear masks and you don't this, you don't that. Really? Really? Have you ever heard of herd immunity?
We've reached it.
We're here. We've got it here.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Now, the other thing is that we've got just a tremendous crew that's going to be there tonight. And I know you're interested not only in seeing the governor, but you got some other folks you want to see. Now, Bill Bunkley, of course, is going to be the panel moderator for the panel discussion. I'll be up on stage during the pledge along with our friend from Moss Family Automotive, Christine Rowland, who's the executive assistant to Dave Moss Jr. So they're also principal sponsors in the event, Moss Family Automotive. So who else is it you want to meet?
Well, I'm really looking forward to meeting Mike Gallagher. I kind of start my day with him up in Rhode Island because he's on at 9, and he's kind of who I look to every morning to see, get my political news.
Well, Gallagher's studio is right around the corner from me, right around the back here, about 25, 30 feet away. So that's where he operates out of here in Tampa when he's here. And the thing of it is that with Mike Gallagher, he's the real deal. You'll find out when you meet him.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Now, the other thing is that with him being on the panel and talking about the topics that they're going to have. Now, these are some interesting topics. This is what I have in front of me. I'm sure that this may change a little bit. But the topics are no to high taxes, no to government red tape, no to mandates. It all makes sense to me.
Makes sense to me, too.
And, of course, up there where you're at, you've got all of the above, right?
It's uphill. It's a real uphill climb up there in New England.
And there's a number of people that are moving down here from Rhode Island, from Massachusetts, from Connecticut, because they can't stand it anymore.
No, I mean, you're really not free to speak your mind up there, and it's really sad.
Okay, now, the other thing is that in talking about the people that we've got, now, your books that you have, your books are very relevant to the young people and getting things right with the young people when it comes to teaching them American history to where they understand it and they get a heartfelt thanks for the country that they're in and how it's formed. Because, again, I constantly prod some of the younger kids when I see them around the stores and their parents are talking to me because they know me from the radio. And I'll say, yeah, what are you learning in school? And they'll say everything but history.
Yeah.
History's boring to them. But I say, well, how, you learning anything about history? Nah, I don't pay any attention to that. And that's the answer right here.
Yeah. It's just really, really sad. I mean, in most high schools now, you don't even get American History 1 or 2, even if you get it to high school. And that's just almost way, way too late. So, I mean, that's the books. And I'm really looking forward to seeing people tonight and really looking forward to talking to them one-on-one and the meaning of the books and how they really came from my heart. They came, I mean, I wrote them in 2012, so this has been a long time coming as far as the series. And like I said, they're beautiful. So they're all for all the generations. And like I said, you've got to go past the Grand Hyatt to get back to it. Having had to drive there myself, but it's just well worth it because it's such
well. If you're beautiful. Going west, if you're coming east, you just
yeah.
Go up to Bayport and drive in, or you know, and it's all easy. It's not that hard. Very easy to find because the building is marked as plain as day.
It's beautiful.
What is it, 12 stories high or something like that?
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful.
Okay, well, great view from the roof, right? All right. Now, the other thing is that people can, and you asked me about this, and yes, people can still get tickets. You can go to theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com, or theanswersarasota.com, whichever one trips your trigger. And you can go to the logo link that's right there, click on it. And if you become a member of our loyalty club, which doesn't cost you anything, you get an opportunity to sign up for all the different things that we have there, too, prizes and whatnot on the station. But if you sign up for that, then you can buy one and get one free. That's the deal with the ticket. It costs $25 and you wind up with two tickets. Not too bad.
I think that's a great deal. I think that's a great deal.
All right. Move a little closer to the mic because you...
Okay.
There you go. All right. The problem with these mics is when you do this, when you do that, you hear me? You hear my voice change?
Yeah.
It's because you got to be straight on. Now, the vendors that we have there, the people that are going to be there besides yourself, that are going to have tables that are going to have things set up for you to look at, happen to be Job Creators Network, which is the core sponsor because this is a Job Creators Network, bring small businesses back, tourist stop. Also, Travel Cats, the ladies from Travel Cats are going to be there. If you want to take a trip, they're the ones to talk to. Moss Family Automotive, of course, will be there. Our good friend Rebecca Walser from Walser Wealth Management. She also is a contributor on Fox Business Network and Fox News Network. I've seen her on Neil Cavuto's show as well as on with Maria Bartolome in the morning. And, of course, you'll be there, Tuggy the Patriot Pup. Now, you'll be, like, right outside the door. Moss will be on one side, is my understanding, and you'll be on the other side right outside the door.
Oh, that's beautiful. But it's just such a great view of the pool. And just the nature that surrounds the Hyatt.
Yeah, because you're on the water.
Yeah.
You're directly on the water, and that's where, you know, you could literally just jump in the bay if you want to. But I don't think I'd do that. I don't think I'd do that. No, thanks. Okay, so Alfredo Ortiz, have you met the man? Do you know anything about him?
I know that he is a, he's like an employment guru. That's just the base of my knowledge. I'm looking really forward to meeting him, though.
Yeah, and company, his corporation, Job Creators Network, has just grown by leaps and bounds. And, of course, they do things to try to – it's an national organization, and they try to get people involved in it so that they have a national voice instead of just trying to go it alone with the politicians and the different things that they have to do. And, of course, with his group that he's going to have there, he's going to have quite a contingent there. There's going to be a lot of people there.
Well, that's really great because, you know, the COVID has just turned a lot of people's employment upside down between the Zooming and possibly made them really think of if they wanted to stay where they are. So he's just a great guy to meet.
Mm-hmm. Now, you let's see, we're coming up on a break. So, no, I got enough time, I think, to ask you this. No, I don't. Here comes the music. Okay, so hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with Lauren Kelly. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. She's in studio with me. You'll get a chance to meet her tonight and check out her books. And we're going to have three books with you, right? Three different books?
Yep, the trilogy.
Okay, the trilogy's going to be here. All right. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, final segment for a Thursday morning. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks. On the south side of Clark Road, look for the big old 9-foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call to set up an appointment for service, 941-922-2345. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, before we go back to Lauren, which we'll do in just a second, I want to remind everybody again about the big event tonight over at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa, the Job Creators Network Bring Small Business Back Tour. The event starts at 7. If you have VIP tickets, now there's no more to purchase, but if you have VIP tickets, that starts at 5:30, goes to 6:30. Then the event starts at 7, goes to 9. The moderator for the panel discussion is going to be Bill Bunkley, my pal, and I'll be up on stage doing the Pledge of Allegiance with Christine Rowland, the executive assistant to Dave Moss Jr. and Moss Family Automotive, who's one of the sponsors of the event, as well as our friend friends over at Travel Cats and the Job Creators Network, Alfredo Ortiz and Rebecca Walser, Walser Wealth Management, and of course the lady sitting across from me, TuggyThePatriotPup.com's Lauren Kelly. And good morning again.
Good morning, Captain.
Yep. Now, you wanted to know about Rebecca Walser. So what did you want to know?
Well, you know, I was reading her bio, and of course I see her on the television, and I often think to myself, women get a lot of advice in their middle-aged years, and then, say, even up to 70, there's a lot of financial advice. But I often think, even in my own family, an 85-year-old woman, she probably has...
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Cap...
There you go. Sorry. Go ahead.
She probably has some... you know, an 85-year-old woman probably has some really pertinent financial questions that... Rebecca could answer. So that's kind of, if I could get her ear for 1 second, probably for a few of my relatives, I would ask her those questions.
You're going to be where her exhibit table is. You're going to be very close to her. So before she goes inside to do whatever,
You'll
be able to talk to her. And certainly after the event is over, you'll be right there, like right where she's at. You're going to be like looking at her.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah. And of course, she'll be inside up on stage. And then she'll also be in the VIP because you're right outside the door of the VIP. I was told. So there you go. So you'll be very easy to find. Now, again, Lauren, of course, her books, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, this series, you can go to the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, to find out more about her and the books. And these books, and I've told you before, those of you that have heard me talking about the books, if you're a grandfather or grandmother, if you're a mother or father, if you're doing homeschooling, if you're an aunt or an uncle, and you really want to teach the young one right and let them to learn American history, this is the way to do it, because these books will capture their attention and will definitely bring the point home about American history, which the schools aren't doing.
No, sadly they're not. And I wrote the books that I wanted to read. I wrote the books that I wished I had had as a kid. And I enjoy them very much, and I enjoy reading them to my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rebecca Walser, just to tell you about her, she is very good at what she does. I've known her for probably 5 or 6 years or thereabouts, maybe a little bit longer. I'm trying to remember when I first met her. When I first met her, she was pretty much local, was not quite out on the national scene to the extent that she is now. But she's always remembered her roots, where she comes from. She's a mom. She's got a family. So she gets it. She understands it. And I would strongly recommend her to anybody, especially a woman that wants to talk to a woman and get that perspective instead of some man saying, well, you got to do this, this, and this. No, it doesn't work that way.
No one understands women and money like another woman.
All right. Now, Larry Elder has a replacement host. Larry Elder's taking a couple of months off because of the stress that he just went through as the running for governor. Now, I will tell you this. I'm hearing he's going to run for governor in 2 years.
That would be just so exciting.
So it'll be a rematch because it's his to lose again.
Yeah.
But Larry Elder's replacement is Carl Jackson. Carl Jackson is a young man that we first had on this station. He's out of Orlando, but we had him on this station on a Saturday night. His program was 2 hours about 5 years ago, and that's where we heard about Carl Jackson. And then suddenly he went back to his daytime routine and not trying to expand on the weekends. So he's honed his craft in Orlando at our Salem affiliate there, and he's going to be here tonight.
Well, that'll be exciting because I've listened to him about a year ago.
Oh, he was upset last night. He got after it last night. Yep. He got a call. Somebody went after, really got him going, and he took off.
Yeah, he's
he got up on his. Well, I get up on my soapbox every now and then. He did too.
Well, he's really great to listen to, and Larry, this is going to be a great break for Larry. But we're looking forward to that's exciting news if he's going to run for governor again. That's so exciting.
Okay, well, the trilogy. What's the trilogy?
The trilogy of my books is Tuggy is the Patriot Pup, and he is a Yorkshire Terrier that goes through American history with his family. The trilogy is, the first is the American Revolution, the second is the War of 1812, where he meets his wife, and the third is they go to live on the Mason-Dixon line, and they have twin daughters. They begin their family. And it's history with a family, so there's an emotional component to it. And I think that's what the families really, really connect to, Captain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, of course, with the three different books that you have, they're in English and Spanish, correct?
Yes.
All right. And people, no, it's Carl Jackson, Eric, Carl Jackson. Kevin Jackson doesn't have anything to do with this. Carl Jackson is a replacement for Larry Elder on the Salem Radio Network. So that's who we got. So there you go. And that's Eric in Tennessee. East Tennessee. Eric in East Tennessee. That's y'all land up there. He's up there in Morristown, not too far away from the Bristol Speedway, so he'll be able to get up in Thunder Valley when he wants to, although he may be able to hear the cars where he's at. Now, again, folks, just capping this up with Lorne, we've got a great night planned tonight, and if you want to get tickets, you can still get the general admission tickets. They're $25. But if you join the loyalty club by going to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com, you can get one ticket for free for doing that. So you buy one, get one. That's the way that works. And the general admission seats aren't that bad, I'll tell you right now, because there's not a bad seat in the house, really, the way that this hall is set up. And if you want to be there and hear the governor, and have the opportunity to see or and or meet Mike Gallagher, Carl Jackson, Alfredo Ortiz, the JCM president and CEO, Fox News contributor Rebecca Walser from Walser Wealth, the ladies from Travel Cats, Lauren Kelly from Tuggy the Patriot Pup, our friends from Moss Family Automotive that will be there, Rebecca Walser and her crew from Walser Wealth Management, myself included, I'll be there. Stop by. We'd love to see you and love to shake your hand and say howdy, howdy, and thank you to all the great people that have put us in the position that we're currently in right now. And we owe everything to you loyal fans that are out there. By the way, Lauren, got about 30 seconds to go here. Any passing words for the group tonight? You're really looking forward to this, I know.
I'm so fired up. I've been to Tampa a couple times over the summer, and people are great. Obviously, the weather compared to New England, the weather's really great. And I just really want to be face-to-face with people and let them really see and enjoy the books.
Yeah, and it'll be a good adventure for them to do that, to come and see you and to see these books. Because, again, if you got any doubts at all and you're about your kids learning things in school, I'm telling you, this is American history. This is what they're not teaching in school. I will guarantee you that one, because I've talked to the kids. I've actually gone on my way to ask them questions, and I don't get it. I don't get it. They don't know. They don't understand it. It's like, oh, no, we don't listen to history. Yeah, whatever. Okay, now, I'll see you tonight, Lauren. And, folks, I'll see you tonight in a Regidio, and I'll see a whole bunch of you tonight at the Grand Hyatt. The event starts at 7 p.m. The VIP function starts at 5:30, and I'll be there for both. So come on out. Come on out. Make it a night. Make it a night you'll remember. I'll see y'all tonight. God bless America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.